and on Monday the night. Oh, I will try and guide you to better times and brighter days. Don't be afraid.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. Mr. Tom Nelson, the candidate for United States Senate. You know, Tom, there's so many issues that the nation is presented with. You know, we're looking at, I hope and pray that we don't wind up in any military skirmishes.
Mm-hmm.
But you can look at a guy like Ron Johnson, and he's the kind of guy, you know, that believes, you know, we've got to go at him. You know, we need mm-hmm. more money for military, even though we spend more money on the military than all the rest of the nations almost combined. And yet he's the kind of guy who, and has voted for even more money for the military budget than the military mm-hmm. even asked for. And for the life of me, I don't, what is your take on that, Tom? We can't afford child care,
right?
But we can continue to afford to continue to feed the beast of the biggest military budget in almost in the entire world.
Yeah, I think it's wrong. I really do. And I think what really gets your goat is that vote on that defense bill, which is over $700 billion, came right after the failed vote on Build Back Better. So if you
right.
look at the size and scope of the budget bill, if you were to annualize it, how much Build Back Better was, you're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $100-200 billion, whereas the defense bill was $700 billion. Think about that. You're talking about something that had very little opposition from Democrats and Republicans. That was four or five times the size and scope of Build Back Better.
Every year.
And yet we got all the attention, all the controversy. Right. No, it's not like we didn't spend $700 billion this year on the defense. Of course not. That's about how much we pay every single year. And then that they actually were spent, Congress is spending more than what the president and what the defense
department asked for. Yeah, $25 billion more than they even asked for.
I know.
You know,
know
but Tom, there are Democrats who agree with that also.
Right, that's wrong. That's wrong. I mean, Democrats need to stand up against this nonsense. They really do. You cannot allow us to be dragged into the muck and mire of this debate that has been just raging for the last year. How you're trying to get this COVID-related legislation passed, Build Back Better, and then Republicans come and say, "Yeah, we'll vote for this." We realize it's four or five times more expensive, and we've been going on and on saying about how the other thing was too expensive, but no. We're going to, with very little debate, pass something that's costing four or five times more money than what we said is costing too much money. Again, this is the type of thing for which people lose a lot of faith in elected leaders and government. And I'm sorry to say it, Earl, but it's not just Republicans. It's Republicans and Democrats.
You know, Tom, it will take an inordinate amount of courage. And they say courage, and I don't know why it should take courage to say
that's right.
to the military,
right.
you know,
that's right.
industrial complex that I can't afford my state. The people of my state need child support help. I mean, child care.
Yeah.
Help. And we need this in our state. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, this is the moment. That was the moment when that vote came up for people on general principle to simply say no, because we spent the last 4 or 5 months talking about child care, about family medical leave, about COVID checks, about getting small business back on the food, education, infrastructure, roads, bridges, airport, and it was no, 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 no. And now you have something that costs five or six times more money, that feeds the military industrial complex. No debate, just a quick yes. That really goes to show how backwards, upside down our priorities are. And I think a general principle, Democrats should have said no to that legislation.
You know, Tom, that's why I call it politics. Who do we have up next?
We've got Catherine from Madison. Long time no hear.
Hey, Catherine, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Sure. Hi, Earl. Thanks for having Tom Nelson on, and I have a question for him. I know he's trying to not only get ahead of Ron Johnson, but he needs to differentiate from the other people that are running. And one of the things that I notice is that people who are running for office, from the bottom to the top, seldom mention the environment. So could he talk about what he would do to get something passed through Congress and so forth and make some real differences on the environment? Well, thank you.
Sure.
Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Tom.
I would support, and I do support a Green New Deal. I'm one of the only candidates to have signed the pledge of the Green New Deal of the top-tier candidates. And I would use that as a guiding post, a guidepost for how we need to conduct environmental policy in this country. And I think in Wisconsin, we are uniquely positioned to take on this challenge because we are one of the biggest labor and manufacturing states in the country. So I propose a blue-green coalition, blue for labor manufacturing, green for the environment, and how we can use labor, how we can create good-paying union jobs to begin chipping away at the existential crisis of climate change by investing in renewable energy, by investing 21st century infrastructure in public transportation. Jobs and the environment can go hand in hand. And that's what the Green New Deal is all about, and that's how you can accomplish it with a blue-green coalition.
You know, Tom, I wish we had more time, but we're certainly going to be having you on again and again as we move forward with the election. Thank you very much, sir. I really appreciate it. It's always great to have you on.
Good to be back on. Thanks, Earl.
All right. Thank you. All right. That's Tom Nelson, candidate for United States Senate. I got to tell you, Evan, I really like him.
No, we got it. We got to have him back.
There's no question. We're going to have the others on too.
Yeah.
But I really like him. There's something about him.
Well, he's been at it for a long time. I mean, I'm going to get cheesy here. We got 40 seconds, so I'm going to duck out before I get too embarrassed. But that Bernie Sanders vibe, you do what's right. You do what you believe in. Even if you don't get that W, to harken back to the last time that we spoke, you know, he's taken on some pretty intense projects. And you don't always win when you do what's right.
That's right. But we got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Evan. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later.
Take care, my friend.